VOA News, reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from devastating floods in Europe increased to at least 126 on Friday, most in western Germany, where emergency responders are still searching for missing people. Residents say they were caught completely off guard by the torrent dubbed the, quote, flood of death by Germany's top-selling newspaper Bild. Streets and houses were submerged by water in some areas, while cars were left overturned on soaked streets after floodwaters passed. Hundreds are unaccounted for in Germany, while the death toll in Belgium jumped to 23. Luxembourg and the Netherlands were also hammered by heavy rains in many areas, forcing thousands to be evacuated. In Switzerland, lakes and rivers are swelling after heavy overnight rainfall. Some parts of Western Europe received up to 2 months' worth of rain in 2 days on soil that was already near saturation, according to the World Meteorological Organization. Russian emergency officials say a small passenger plane on Friday made an emergency landing in Siberia after an engine failure. All of its 19 passengers and crew survived. Soon after the plane disappeared in western Siberia, rescue helicopters spotted it lying in a field on its belly. Emergency officials said the passengers and its crew did not sustain any serious injuries and were being flown by helicopters to a nearby city. Russian media is reporting the crew made an emergency landing after one of its two engines failed. The incident comes 10 days after another Russian plane crashed while preparing to land in bad weather in Russia's Far East, killing all 28 people on board. The investigation into the crash of that plane is ongoing. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said Friday the United States, quote, has failed in its efforts to destroy Cuba after U.S. President Joe Biden called the island nation a failed state. The communist leader tweeted, quote, the United States has failed in its efforts to destroy Cuba despite spending billions of dollars to do so. 5 days after historic anti-government protests saw one death, dozens of injuries, and more than 100 arrests, President Biden on Thursday accused Cuba of, quote, repressing their citizens and said the United States was preparing to potentially send to Cuba significant amounts of vaccines if assured an international organization would administer those vaccines and do it in a way that average citizens would have access. He also said the U.S. was considering ways to force open internet restrictions in Cuba. Vietnam's health ministry says the country recorded more than 3,000 new COVID-19 infections for the second straight day on Friday as it battles its largest and most difficult outbreak yet. Vietnam has been one of the world's coronavirus success stories thanks to targeted mass testing, aggressive contact tracing, tight border restrictions, and strict quarantine. But new clusters of infections in recent weeks have tarnished that record. Vietnam's health minister said Friday the virus was spreading more rapidly. The government asked local authorities in a statement to call on citizens to avoid going out unless necessary. Several parts of the country are under movement curbs in order to contain the spread of the more infectious Delta variant. Philippine health officials warned Friday of a possible surge in coronavirus infections as the first locally transmitted case of the highly contagious Delta variant were recorded, sending millions of people into lockdown. The Philippines has recorded around 1.5 million coronavirus infections since the start of the pandemic, the second highest in Southeast Asia. But a poor contact tracing system means the real figure is likely much higher. And as the Delta variant fuels infections around the world, the Philippines has tightened border restrictions for travelers from some of the worst hit countries, including neighboring Indonesia. Until this week, cases of the strain had been detected only among quarantined Filipino workers returning from overseas. Now more than 3 million people living in areas where the Delta infections were found have been sent into lockdown until the end of the month. The detection of Delta infections in the community comes as the Philippines struggles to vaccinate its population of 110 million due to tight global supplies and logistical challenges. Only 4.3 million people are fully vaccinated, while more than 10 million have received their first jab. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
VOA 1.